back up by 6. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, and Linda, of course, is on a sabbatical today. She is out at up at Mount Shasta measuring snow with the scientists up there. They're on snowmobiles heading up to the very top of Mount Shasta as we speak.
That would be a pretty desolate spot.
I started this last week. You know, where, and you know, people would say, well, where's Linda? So last week she was helping Doug McConnell perform heart surgery.
And she's hanging with the Lemurians.
She's just, you know, but she is, anyway. But good morning. Hey, it is the 10th of January. It's 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. All of this is happening right now. Then Bad Bob is here, and I tell you what, your trip in, you know, I know you got the new top and all that, but from where you're coming from, that must be quite the little trip coming.
Well, it wasn't too bad. As we look at the weather, we'll check the radar here very shortly. I can tell you of rain and wind. The ground is very saturated already, so winds are going to be a problem with gusts over 40 miles an hour. That could bring down some trees, so please be aware of that. We have a flood warning right now here in the North State, as a lot of these creeks hit their limits and start flowing over their banks. So don't drive through, even if it looks shallow, don't drive through it, because that makes work for the rescue teams to get you out. And people do lose their lives in as little as 6 to 8 inches of water. They get swept off the road, and that's all she wrote. So don't do it. It's not worth it. Weather radar is just absolutely a solid green, which indicates moderate rain wherever you are. That's going to continue through tomorrow morning. Then we go to showers and possible thunder showers. It'll be clear on Thursday into Friday, and then looks like our next chance of rain comes back on next Monday. So we got a couple of days
today
of wet
today
and wild.
And tomorrow, yeah. It's going to be. Now, here's the thing about the trees. Already they've got 500 people, and was 500 people in Tehama County without electricity. These trees go down and can take out your electricity.
Absolutely, yeah.
So make sure, you know, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but yeah, I am, is make sure you've got flashlights with a lot of extra batteries in your house. Make sure that you might have some water stored. And, you know, some kind of food that you can eat if you can't get out. Because without electricity, and warm clothes and these kind of things, but especially a way for having light in your house, because that's really important. So, you know, you can get flashlights that are relatively inexpensive, and, of course, batteries at the dollar store that you can stock up on. It may not last as long, but at least you'll have light in your house and, you know, and warm clothing and some food to eat there. And, of course, being so cold, you can always store the food, you know, the milk outside if you have to. It's going to go up. Of course, it's going up to 52 today.
Yep. So we've got I'm not sure where that report that you heard of is coming from.
Okay.
Looking
now,
at
this
Mount
is what,
Shasta.
No. Listen, I saw this on Facebook.
Oh, well.
Everybody knows Facebook is incredibly truthful. But it said something about Mount Shasta looking at having historically high snows here this week.
Well, here's the official report from Mount Shasta Ski Park, which is open with 33 inches of base, 57 inches depth at the summit. Right now it's 27 degrees up there. Four open lifts for those of you who are into the snow. Forecast for today, though, is nearly 2.5 feet of snowfall during the next 24 hours. So that'll add to the base, but we're not talking 15
feet.
Yeah, we're not talking 15 feet there.
That was weird. But, okay, so we're going to get another 2.5 feet for everybody
there, yeah.
That really, all you skiers and snowboarders, this is the time to go on up there. So you're going to have 2.5 feet of fresh powder. Of course, you know, it depends again on how – well, it's cold enough up there. It should be powder.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
as
yeah.
opposed to getting slushy.
It's not what we get in slurpy snow.
Well, you know what? I was talking to a friend the other day and who lives up in Idaho. And on Saturday was she said with a large shovel because it was so cold. With one shovel and with one hand, she could move all the snow off her porch, on her patio out there. The next day, it was two hands and a smaller shovel trying to get the snow out from behind her car because it had changed into slush at that point. So now, how about this?
The lake came up 3 feet between the 8th and the 9th. Our lake level is about one day behind because we watch the official tables from the state of California. Shasta Lake increased level 3 feet, more than 3 feet, between the 8th and the 9th. I ran the numbers once. That runs into the trillions of gallons of water.
So went it now up stands, 3 feet.
Went up three
in
feet
one day.
In a day. Now it stands at 37 feet from the top. That ain't bad for January.
Oh, this is going to be a great year. Yeah. Now, for this hour, I have a whole bunch of things to talk about, but I want audience participation in this. And one of the first people in our chat room is confirmation hearings. And I want to talk about confirmation hearings. I want to talk about the Golden Globes. Not about the awards, but the things that have happened, and then things I have read since then these are some extraordinary things. And again, I turned to Facebook because I was putting up, you know, who's going to be on the show today, who is, by the way, Sam Paredes, chairman of the Gun Owners of California, will be joining us at 8 o'clock to talk about these new laws and other things that are going on, especially now that since Trump is in, who will be inaugurated in what, 13 days? Oh gosh, what, 10 days? 10 days we'll have a new president. But also what's going on. But I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's going on here in Reading over the last few weeks of talking to people. But the first thing I want to talk about is the National College Football Championships from last night. You know, I so much more enjoy that than pro football because these kids are out there. They are just busting their butts to win. And here's Alabama, who won last year, who beat Clemson last year for the national championship. Well, I tell you, in the first half, it looks like that was what was going to happen again, especially in the first quarter. Alabama just beat up Clemson, beat up the quarterback bad of Clemson. And this kid, you know, hung in there, and then they came back and they scored, and then Clemson scored again. And finally, Clemson takes the lead in the fourth quarter with just like something like 5 minutes left. Well, here comes Alabama back. They don't quit. They go down and score. With something like a minute 57 left on the clock, what happens? Clemson comes back, scores a winning touchdown with 1 second left on the clock, wins the national championship. It doesn't get any better than that. And just to watch the fans out there who are all painted and wearing strange costumes and things like this for the game. It was just amusing, and it was really a good game, a hard fought game. People, you know, these young men were just slamming into each other, and there was a couple of hits that you could say kind of questionable, but you know, the referee, the head, you know, who is it, the referee, who's the head guy there, the umpire, the referee, I'm not sure, that does all the call, referee. Anyway, this guy looks like he'd been pumping with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
They looked like they had to put elastic bands around his biceps there. And this guy was, and even the commentator said, oh, this guy's been pumping. And anyway, great game, a great game. If you didn't see it, you missed something. You know what? It's hard to watch a whole football game or even half of a football game for me. It's not that I don't, you know, that it's just that a lot of times, you know, there's other things going on. But this one, I watched pretty much all of it because of just the you kept thinking to yourself, are these kids going to come back? You know, they're number two in the country. And, you know, this quarterback is supposed to be pretty good. And I tell you what, he lived up to his his press clippings. He threw for over 400 yards. Over 400 yards. And you didn't think at first he was going to throw for any because he couldn't hit anybody. People were dropping. And the last – and the kid that caught the – they caught the football, and I'll say kid because he looks like he's 12, is a kid that they said was too small. He was a walk-on, too small to play football, and he scored a touchdown last year. And then he scores the winning touchdown when the quarterback throws him the ball from the two-yard line. It's great. Okay, hey, after that, though, I, of course, jumped into my
nice Cinderella sports story.
It was, you know what? It really was a good show. And now they're going to lose this guy. The quarterback, because he's gonna turn himself, you know, he's gonna
go free agent.
Go well, he's gonna go in for the draft this year.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying he could go high. Okay, a lot of other things happening, but right now let's take a break because when we come back, I want to talk about the confirmation hearings, and then I want to talk about the Golden Globes. I want to talk about some things that are going on around here. Then I want to talk about what do we deserve as citizens of Reading from our leadership here. I'm not going to talk about the county. I'll get to the county, but I'm just going to talk about the city because there's been a lot of things going on lately. And I'm, you know, and frankly, I've been talking to, I talked to one of the city councilmen, people, I should say, yesterday. And I'm not going to say who it was, but I'm going to talk a little bit about what they said too. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. If you're looking for in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, Sharon Clark and her people are the way to go. Personally chosen, they're all trained, background investigations, all of them have insurance, they're all bonded. You don't have to worry about anything like that, except the fact they give the greatest care in-home health care that you're going to find. Home Helpers, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 226-8350, locally owned, locally operated, business of the year, right here in Reading, Home Helpers. We'll be right back. 7:18 in the morning, it is 47 degrees.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Having fun with guitar riffs this morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's getting near dawn. Right here in Free Fire Radio Studios. 47 degrees, going to be raining today. Weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, give them a call. 365-3793, locally owned, veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Come on, head on down there. You'd want anything for your loved one. This is the place to go to. They've got it all, from clothing to Brighton bags to jewelry. They have it all. At Dandelion Boutique. Linda loves it there. I go in there because it's easy to shop for Linda. The other things that are happening now. Okay, now let's get into some other stuff. Okay, we talked about the Penn Air that's flying in here is having two flights a day out. They've dropped it down to one flight a day. Now it doesn't mean that's bad. It just means is that they're you know, they used to fly over to over to the coast someplace over there.
Eureka would be the
in that general area. General area.
Or McKinleyville, maybe.
Yeah, and then up to Portland. Now they're just going straight to Portland. Now, this flight leaves on time. It's a comfortable flight. But the only thing is if you're using that as a to catch another flight, mm-hmm. you know, equivalent like going up to Portland as a hub to go someplace else, just know, unless they've changed it, you're going to have to go down to the luggage, get your bag, bring it back in, and go through the security stuff again. So give yourself plenty of time.
We drove to Las Vegas because I refused to subject myself to that process and then be stuffed in a can for that amount of, you know, it would only be an hour or so. But I will fly as an absolute last resort these days. It is no longer even the least bit fun.
I like taking off my shoes, my belt, having some guy pat me down everywhere because I happen to, you know what, because my profile during that 30 minutes was my shoes, the bottom of my shoes, because I was in that, you know, you get into that pre-screening, say, oh, yeah, just go walk right through, not so fast. My shoes, the bottom of my shoes indicated that there was, you know, some kind of chemical on the bottom of my shoes. And I went, you're kidding. So not only they went through all of my stuff, the guy was really nice. He was apologetic about it. But, I mean, they wiped out everything, and then he patted me down. I'm going, so what if it hadn't been – what if I'd come through 5 minutes earlier? Oh, we just walked you through. That part bothers me.
Yeah.
Oh, would he just walked you through? Because, I mean, you just would have gone on through. But because it was that – during that 30-minute time frame. And I guess there's some other things. Okay, so maybe they're looking at something else. So one person or two people are picked out during this time frame to do this. The thing that bothered me was I'd been out hunting. I do a lot of shooting. This one of the bags I've got, not that there was ammo or anything in it, but there could be cordite or it could be all types of gunpowder residue all over it.
Yeah.
You know, just from handling it. So, but again, we went on through. Now, let's talk about the hearings now, the confirmation hearings. The Democrats are lining up.
I
tell you what, they've got 9 people scheduled to get through this week. And I think that's probably a good idea. The Democrats are squealing about it. And the Republicans said, hey, we've got 10 days to get our people through here. And so off they've gone. And Sessions is one of the first ones, and they're lining up. Of course, they're going to say that Sessions is a racist and he's done things. Of course, and then there's other African Americans lining up saying, wait a minute, he's not a racist. In fact, he put the Ku Klux Klan out of work in Alabama by suing them and getting a $7 million judgment against them. the, you know, and going from there, that he has stood up for people. Anyway, Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. That's going to be the first fight. And the Democrats are going to try and drag it out, drag it out, drag it out. They don't realize that they've lost, big time here. It's not that they've just lost the presidency. They've lost the Senate. They've lost the House. And they've never regained the House of Representatives. But even worse is they've lost 1,000 different seats in the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Governorships, state legislatures, all of these things. And guess what, guys? It was your idea to bring in the nuclear option, where it was a simple up or down vote on judges. And if you don't think that that's going to come back to haunt you, wait. Just wait.
I think that, you know, we like winners, but we don't like arrogance. Well, up to a point. I mean, let's face it, Trump has a certain degree of arrogance. But the smugness with Trump could be at times self-depreciating, even when he was being bombastic. A lot of these people who got themselves elected and figured that they were absolutely untouchable and pretty much told you to your face that you couldn't touch them, the American people said, oh, yeah, really?
Well, I think people like Baia from Indiana, all these guys that thought that they were untouchable lost.
Yeah.
And they lost to Republicans. And the thing about it is this. At this point, our country needs to kind of pull together. And everybody talks about, oh, Trump's going to do this, Trump's going to do that. You don't know what Trump's going to do. The Republicans don't know what Trump's going to do.
Yeah.
The thing that he's done already, though, that I see, and whether you like it or not, is you've got this guy from – who's the Chinese guy that has got that alternative to Google or something like this?
$1 billion.
He's investing, $10 billion in the United States.
Yeah.
Thousands of jobs. Chrysler Fiat, billions of dollars, thousands of jobs. These people are coming in saying we're going to reinvest in our country because they believe that there's going to be a change in the tax structure, and which I'm sure there will be, and you know, for the business taxes, and they're going to also because they believe that that Trump means what he says, that he wants to rebuild the infrastructure. Our infrastructure is crumbling, and now people are talking about, well, he's not very nice. And he said, I'm going to rebuild the infrastructure. I'm going to spend $1 trillion on infrastructure. And, of course, the Republicans, oh, that's too much money. Well, maybe it is. So maybe it's not $1 trillion. Maybe it's only, $400 or $500 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion doesn't go like it did before.
Oh, that was Alibaba. The company is Alibaba, by the way, which had a monster
Alibaba
presence,
yes,
down at the CES.
Alibaba. Who are they?
They are basically China's answer to Amazon.
Mm.
So well, you get a lot of fake stuff, but
okay.
But they're getting a worldwide reach.
But here's the thing: is he wants to invest billions. Now people are going to say, "Oh, but they're from China." This guy, from what I understand, loves America. He loves China, but he loves America too, and
yeah,
it's made him a very rich man in a communist country.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
If you think about it, a very rich man. So he wants to invest. Because America being a strong economy is good for the world. It's good for China. It's good for the world for us to be that strong. Now, the other people – and then here's the part that's gotten this bad. People are gloating that Mercedes-Benz said that – or I think it's Mercedes-Benz. Oh, no, we're still going to build our factory in Mexico, even though he's threatening to charge us, a tax on each car coming back, because we're building it to go back into America. People are actually gloating that they're doing that. Oh, look it, but Mercedes-Benz is going to do this. It's like, okay. I mean, why would you be happy that they're going to build in Mexico instead of the United States? I mean, why are we at that point where people gloat about that? And they go, oh, well, look, he didn't get that one. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Yeah, and that's very short-sighted, too, because increasingly these jobs are going to vanish. Look at Foxconn, the people who make the iPhone, and Apple caught a lot of static over working conditions at Foxconn, and people said, oh, no, you have to pay these people this, you have to have this sort of conditions for them. Foxconn said, fine, we'll make better conditions, we'll get rid of the entire workforce and replace them with automated robots. There's the solution.
Ooh.
Be careful what you wish for, folks.
There you go.
$15 an hour isn't going to do a thing for California except make a lot of entry-level jobs go poof.
They're going to go away. Now, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. And I'm having lunch today with Joe, owner of Tobacco and Brew. And we're just going to talk. You know, he sends amazing emails, Joe does, about what's going on in the world and things. And very funny emails sometimes. Most of the time I get a funny email. You know, photos there, Bob. I don't say anything. I just look at them, laugh, get rid of them. He sends stuff that are just really thoughtful. And I have to go back usually and at least make some kind of comment on it. And, you know, because some of them are just, you know, the brilliance of people that put a little caption on a photo.
I got one
It's just a simple little caption, but it captures everything so well. And it's not even, you know, it has nothing to do with the photo, but it's the caption. That when you can see how it all works, like mm-hmm. Joe does anyway. But he and Shelly have Tobacco and Brew, and 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do a lot for our community, a tremendous amount for our community. Joe's a veteran. They have Espresso Joe's, of course, for coffee and buying the coffee beans and all the accessories that go along with that, and plus food and cold drinks there and brews. And then next door, the finest tobacco emporium with a walk-in humidor. That's great. At our last big dinner party, we had cigars out there on the in the rain, and everybody, all the guys, sat out there and smoked a cigar and had it was a heavy mist.
Yeah,
all of it came from Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, starting at 7:30 in the morning. We'll be right back, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Golden Globes and their impact on America.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your needs. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Abby, now that the holidays are over, I'm excited to relax and let the grill warriors at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue prepare my dinner on their large Mongolian grill.
Me too. Kahuna's has something for everyone, from vegetarians to meat lovers and even gluten-free diets.
That's right. And it is a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir-fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 10th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Yes, we have seen the rain. We have seen the rain. The weather rock is soaking wet.
You know what? I have to run to get my calculator out, but to bring Shasta Lake up 3.5 feet in one day is a number with a whole mess of zeros behind it in terms of gallons. Wow.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It is 47 degrees out there. It's going up to 52 today. It's going to be rain. It's going to be rain today. It's going to be heavy rain today and tomorrow with heavy winds. So if you've got a tree in your yard that's kind of leaning towards your house and it's, you know, it's been there a long time.
Some of those old gray pines have root systems that are about 4 inches deep, and they'll just
I'm looking at the pine tree behind, right off our property, that's leaning down. It's on the side of a hill, leaning into a parking lot. And I'm just looking at it, and I'm thinking, I offered to cut that down for the gentleman, you know, so we could get a better view. Yeah. But I don't think I'm going to have to worry about that much longer because it's on the side of a hill, and these winds and these rains. I was even going to go over there at night and kind of push on it a little bit, but I'm not going to do that.
We have a good friend who's got this ginormous gray pine that is leaning clear over the house, and you can actually see the roots on the surface. And I'm going, I hope your insurance is paid up, sir.
Well, this one's not going to fall on our property, thank goodness. What it would do is fall into his property, and it's a parking lot because it's an office and all that. But if there's a car down there or anything, I'd never park underneath that tree. He's a nice guy, and he lets us trim, trim stuff so we can see. But that tree, I think, is going to drop. Now, name me, and be straight here. Mm-hmm. Name me a couple organizations that have a huge impact on the United States. Organizations.
NRA.
NRA. Okay, great. Okay, it does. Okay, what's another one?
NAACP.
NAACP. How about Planned Parenthood? Parenthood.
Regrettably, AARP.
AARP.
They went so far off the rails.
They have. And I would never join that. I take great pleasure in when they send me something.
Shredding their stuff.
I fill up the envelopes with sand and send it back because they have to pay for it. But, of course, we're talking about the one that has the huge impact on the United States and all the people here, of course, is the Golden Globe Awards. Here we go. You know how I feel about award shows. Yep, self-licking ice cream cones. That's what they are. But the Golden Globes, you just knew what was going to happen there. Now, the Golden Globes is the foreign press. This is their foreign press's Academy Awards. And this is a precursor to the Academy Awards, where they say who they love and who they don't love. And it's not just the Academy Awards. It's TV shows. It's all everything. Yeah. But you could just know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody that wanted to take a shot at Trump got their chance. Something we're going to have to look for 4 years. You know, it starts at the beginning with Jimmy Fallon saying, well, and today, you know, the winner is the one that got the most votes. And I didn't watch it, by the way. I'm just kind of reading off parts. But it finally came down to the last where Meryl Streep, who, by the way, I think is a fantastic actress.
Yes.
And, I mean, I really do. And I think I've heard people say she's really a nice person and all these other things. She went all out, though. She never mentioned Trump by name. But she talked about – she was, I think, the epitome of what an actress is, but she was also the epitome of what Hollywood is. Somebody that has lost touch with America and has lost touch with her roots and somebody that has bought into the hypocrisy of Hollywood. She's talking about if it wasn't for the immigrants and the foreigners and the ones that were different, the only thing America would have is football, pro football, and MMA. And she got a big laugh out of that. Well, that immediately you know, just says that just calls all of us who watch football or, you know, or watch MMA or any of those NASCAR.
I'm
surprised you didn't say NASCAR. It just makes us into that basket of deplorables. These are the people that go to your movies there, sweetie. And then she says this, we poor people that are, you know, that are picked on here in Hollywood. Then you look out into the audience and they're $20,000 gowns, the hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewelry, the $10,000 tuxedos. I don't really feel sorry for you guys. And then the hypocrisy. Let's get into the hypocrisy. They're against guns, yet they make all this movie on guns and killing. Liam Neeson, who says, oh, you know, the gun laws in America are horrible. He made his comeback on these Taken movies where he kills 53 Russians in a shootout in a house and never gets touched.
Yeah.
And these other ones. And then, you know, like Matt Damon, who, where was his comeback from? It was in the Jason Bourne series where he became, you know, where he shoots up everybody and kills everybody. Oh, but guns are bad. Ben Affleck, who's, you know, again, with him, the accountant, everything that has to do with violence, everything they're against, this is the way they make their money, the hypocrisy. And then the sexism. Oh, we're against sexism. Then look at what they do in the movies. Of course it's sexism.
Yeah.
There's homophobia in the movies. So you go on from that, and you think about the hypocrisy of the things she's saying. Now, again, I go back to Facebook. Somebody wrote something on Facebook yesterday that was really interesting. He said, you know what? And I'm going to have to paraphrase him because, you know, I looked over. And I think it's a local guy. He said, you know what? Your job begins when the movie starts. It ends when the movie ends or when I turn on the TV set. Or I turn on a music station. That's your job. It ends when I turn it off. You think I really care about your opinions? And this is what I'm saying. I care more about Bob Belongi's opinions.
Boy, there's a dangerous precedent.
I care more about your opinions than I do Meryl Streep, Beyonce, Sean Penn, any of these people from there. I care more about your opinions because, one, I know you're a real person and you are in touch with the people. They have no idea.
Yeah.
What's going on out there? They travel in their own circles. They make millions of dollars for acting or for singing. I'm not saying that that's not a gift, okay? But they make millions of dollars off this because of people like you and me listen to them. Or we go to see their movies. Or we read their books. Or those kind of things. We watch it on television, the awards. But frankly, the award shows have been dropping dramatically. The audiences, why? Because they're taking it to use their time to take a swipe at America. Frankly, Meryl Streep, you would have gotten my respect, and I would have written my very first fan letter, which I have never done, nor will I ever. But I might have written it to you if you had said, you know, here, Hollywood has been a bastion of freedom. We need, as a community, to give our president a chance and to use our soapbox, our ability to pull our nation together. If she had said that, she could have become ambassador to the UN.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care anything else she would have done. I would have seen every movie she would have ever made after that. She could have done that. But see, they're not going to do that because
they aren't wired.
Because
that
they believe, those people, the only art you're going to have is pro football, mixed martial arts, NASCAR, you're shooting and all that, you know, your religion. And see, that was the things that she was talking about. The only art you will have is, and it was of middle America, the place between New York and L.A.
You know, if you're so concerned about the plight of minorities, how about taking that $20,000 you spent on that scrap of fabric you call a gown and putting a black kid through college, if you're so righteous?
Or anybody through college.
But, you know, they talk about, you know, the whole movement about against the cops and, you know, that the country hasn't caught up. How about some of these rap stars get the hell out there and put their money where their mouth is? I get crazy about that.
I know. And it goes back. Let's go talk about this. 17-year veteran of the police force in Orlando gets shot by a guy. And she's an African American, and an African American shot her. Where's Black Lives Matter?
Where's the riots?
Where's the burning Black cars? Lives Matter? Where is the thought that
where the hell's Eric Holder?
Okay, here's the other thing too: is the mentally hampered, mentally what can I say? The mentally impaired young white boy that was taken by the four black African Americans and tortured. President Obama said it was deplorable, but where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's all these other guys that are so quick to run out there and point and say, oh, look at this, look how horrible people are being treated. I didn't see their statements.
Yeah. Facebook pulled the video and had to put it back.
All I want is for people to not be hypocritical about things. Let's just say, if you're going to talk about this, why don't you talk about that? And going back to Meryl Streep, that I firmly, fully believe that all these people believe in what they're saying, but they've lost the bouncing ball about where they should be.
Yeah.
Because of the insulation they have in Hollywood.
Craig nailed it in the chat room. By the way, chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Now hop in there, guys.
Hypocrisy is the currency of progressive ideology.
Thank you, Craig, and we're going to take a break on that. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the city of Reading and what do we, as citizens of Reading, deserve. We'll be right back.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You make my heart sing.
Good morning. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on January the 10th, a rainy Tuesday morning. It's going to go up to 40. It's going to go up to 52 today. It's like 47 right now with rain, more rain, and even more rain with heavy winds. For the next couple of days, it'll start clearing up Thursday and Friday.
We'll get to dry out towards the middle end of the week.
And then it'll pick up again next week.
Yeah.
But you know what's good? Because we got like 3.5 billion gallons of water in the lake here. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. If you're not having heat in your house, you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. If it's not as warm as it seems like it should be, you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. If your heater's working really well, but you're not sure about your air conditioner, you need to call Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North States, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642. This is the people we use. It's the people we turn to when it comes to our HVAC, anything we need HVAC. They put in our new system last summer. It is so good. There's so much air coming out of it now as opposed to what it was before. We have to tie a 10-pound weight to Elk Killer so she doesn't blow away. Check out homecomfort.org.
So grab your calculator. 1 acre foot is about 326,000 gallons of water. Shasta Lake's storage increased by 88,000 acre feet.
That's just too hard for me to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of they go into exponential notation when you get numbers that size.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to have some people weigh in on this one. 605-4567. What do we as citizens deserve in the city of Reading? I'm not going to talk to county. We'll get to the county later on. But what do we as citizens in Reading deserve? We deserve safety in a town that you don't have to step over people to enter the post office, that you don't have to work your way through people laying on the sidewalk or that are just gathered in a park. We deserve safety and security. We deserve river trails that you can walk on if you're a woman or elderly and not worry about being attacked. We deserve a place where we can walk into the library without having to walk your way through a group of people or worry about your children being exposed to porn on the computers there. We pay our taxes. We elect people to make decisions. So far, over the last 2 years, the only decisions that have been made when it comes to public safety, for the most part, is to give a raise to the Parks and Rec lady.
And call a committee.
And we paid $177,000 for a study that said that the city then ignored for the most part.
And tried to squash when it was leaked.
And then when the paper, our local paper, tried to say what was in it, they tried to squash that. And how about this? How about the fact that in between not doing anything with safety, they gave raises to everybody? Now, the city council that we have here, we have two new ones, and I talked to one of them. And I said, look, this is what's going on. This is what people are saying. As I talked about yesterday, as Linda and I talked about yesterday, we have some people in town that are, you know what? They are people you want to keep in Reading. They are doers. They are generous because they've done well. But every day the wife thinks, I'm not sure I want to stay here. Because I know people are having their houses broken into, cars are ripped off, all these things. So what's being done? Now I talked to the city councilman, I told him that yesterday, and he says, give us some time. He says I'm talking about the new ones. They just got there.
Okay.
We've got ideas we want to try. Okay. But how much time do you give people? We gave Brent Weaver 2 years. And at the end of it, they said, here's Measure D. This was going to, this will cure everything. The only problem was the people didn't trust the city council by that point. At that point, the city council didn't trust, or the people did not trust the city council to spend the money as they said they were going to, no matter what Measure E said, because it meant nothing, as the city attorney pointed out. Rocky Slaughter says, well, you know, if we'd written that thing differently, it would have probably passed. Well, maybe not, Rocky. I don't think it would have made any difference because the people have turned. The people have turned on the city council because they believe the city council has turned on them. And immediately, as we all know, after the measure failed, they gave a raise, a huge raise.
Yeah.
A huge raise to one of the employees. And from what I understand, the studies that said that that employee, they did a study to see if that employee was, you know, was being underpaid, came back and said no, but they ignored that study. That's something, if you want to really get a dig into that one, you might want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We pay our taxes, like I said. The city council needs to come together and solve these problems. There's a lot more important things, like I said, than raises. Does the city council need help with ideas? If that's the case, you know what? I'm not one for committees, but since you guys aren't coming up with anything, you need to put a group of people together, city leaders, business people. And when I say city leaders, these are people who are not running for office. They're too busy to run for office. They're too busy trying to make their businesses a success.
In spite of the state.
In spite of the city and the state and the county. So why don't you get together? And I'm not talking 20 of them. I'm talking like five. And say, okay, what are the ideas for moving forward, of some things to move forward, how we can make our place safer? And Angie Watson needs to be one of these five people. And then you take those ideas and you start small. Dave Ramsey is on our station from 12 to 3 every day. He helps people pay off their bills. You think you're mired in debt. He says, don't give up. He says, you can change your life, and we can do that here. But how do you do it? You start with baby steps. Baby steps. So what you do is you pick one thing, and you put your attention on that. In this case, it's your smallest bill. You pay the minimum on everything else, and you put the rest of it on that small bill and knock it out. Then you take that money that you no longer have to pay for the small bill and the rest of the money, and you attack the next bill.
Yep.
And you keep doing that until you get everything paid off.
The debt snowball, he calls it.
That's right. But you know what? The same thing can work here in Reading. Call it anything you want. But we cut everything to the bone and we throw it into safety. And then we've got to, at the same time, you've got to be able to push the county. And there's where the county comes in. The county is responsible for locking these cads up. We've already know if you have a place to lock up 150 more people, most of this would end. And but here's the secret right now. Right now, when the weather is this bad, a lot of people have left and gone south for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to strike. Now's the time to push. Now's the time to put six people in the code enforcement and push the camps out. Now's the time. Push, push, push. But they need to start. You need to not be caught in a quandary, in stagnant right here. You need to move forward.
Vint is on the line if
Vint.
You want to take him.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
What's
Good
up?
Morning. Hey, first off, I want to congratulate you on your great financial strategy for paying off credit cards. I think that's a very enlightened approach to things. So nice job on that. The other part is, just want to say...
Yeah, I might try that sometime.
One of the first baby steps that we've got to do is we've got to get rid of the premise that we need to compete or compare ourselves to other communities.
Yes.
These other communities are in as bad a shape as we are. And this has got to stop. We don't care about what the Joneses are doing next door. All we have to do is look at our budget, and we know what we can pay these people. And you know what? Quite frankly, if we'd have done that a long time ago, these people would be getting paid far less, and we'd be in a much better position.
If we're not paying you enough, go someplace else. We'll find someone else. There's a line of people
for
your job.
That's a wonderful thing, Bob. I mean, you know, go, you know, pack up your stuff and move your family and go see if you can get a job somewhere else. But, I mean, this is the argument that you hear constantly. Well, in Santa Rosa, well, in Riverside, well, in... And it's like, you know what, guys, that's not us. That's not our budget. Try doing your personal budget that way.
Live within your
Well,
minds.
The bots are doing it, so, you know, I should be able to afford that, too. No, it's not the way it works. So I just... Thanks for taking my time. I'm sitting here watching the confirmation hearings and watching all the silliness that they do.
No, I just...
And I'm hoping that we can figure it out in 17. Yeah.
Well, we'll ask Meryl Streep how to handle this. Thanks, Vint. Okay, right, when we come you. Back, we're going to have Sam Paredes should be calling in about 8:05 here. So we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General appearing at his confirmation hearings this morning on Capitol Hill and defending his record. Correspondent Linda Kenyon joins us now with a live report. Linda?
Bob, Senator Jeff Sessions has served more than 20 years in the U.S. Senate, so his colleagues know him very well. But Senator Dianne Feinstein of California says she still has some major concerns if he is confirmed to be the next Attorney General.
The Attorney General must put aside loyalty to the President. He must ensure that the law and the Constitution come first and foremost, period.
Senator Sessions says he fully agrees.
You know that I revere the Constitution, that I'm committed to the rule of law, and you know that I believe in fairness and impartiality and equal justice under law.
The hearing was interrupted several times by protesters upset over Sessions' record on voting rights and other issues. Bob?
That is Linda Kenyon joining us live from Capitol Hill. The patrol car of an Orlando police sergeant who was fatally shot outside a Walmart store is being displayed in front of Orlando police headquarters today. Even as scores of law enforcement officers spent a second day conducting a manhunt for the suspect in her shooting. U.S. wholesale businesses boosted their stockpiles in November by the largest amount in 2 years.
The Commerce Department says inventories held by wholesalers rose 1% in November after having fallen 0.1% in October. Sales at the wholesale level rose 0.4% in November, following a 1.1% surge in October. For much of the past year, businesses at all levels have been struggling to work down a pile of excess inventories.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. U.S. employers posted more jobs in November, and quits also rose, taking as signs that job gains and wages may increase in the months ahead. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's up about 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Congressional Democrats are calling for the creation of an independent commission to investigate alleged Russian interference in last year's election.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin.
They will not have members of Congress on the commission. These are going to be experts in the field, people who give external credibility to the work of the commission.
Congressman Elijah Cummings says the investigation isn't about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
It is not even about 2016. It is about our future.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has resisted calls for an independent probe, preferring instead to let Senate committees do the work.
This Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Mexico's new foreign relations secretary says the country isn't only willing to negotiate changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement, it wants those negotiations as soon as possible. Mexico is willing, they say, to negotiate over Donald Trump's plan to build a border wall, but he says Mexico will not pay for the wall, calling that unacceptable. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Prosecutors have begun closing arguments in Dylan Roof's sentencing by reminding jurors about the bloody crime at a Charleston church where Roof killed nine people. They're reminding jurors of the testimony from one of the massacre survivors who said Roof told her he'd leave her alive so she could tell the world what happened. Prosecutors are making the case that Roof should be executed for his crime. Well, they had to wait a year for some for older fans of Clemson. It was 35 years. Fans filling the streets on campus celebrating after the Tigers wrapped up their first national championship since 1981 last night. Coach Dabo Sweeney says quarterback Deshaun Watson and receiver Hunter Renfro executed a perfect final play of the game.
We got man coverage like we needed to get right there. They did a great job setting the route up, and Renfro popped loose, and D-Dub delivered the ball, and it was an unbelievable moment.
It ended Alabama's 26-game winning streak and its dream of back-to-back national titles. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of January, Tuesday, 2017. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop in our chat room there, as many have. Good morning, Dr. Maria and Craig and Mike. And guys, all the other ones, Sungold and others.
Yeah.
What's it look like for weather today, buddy?
Right now in Reading, 46 and light rain. That is expected to last about another hour or so before we get a break. But we'll have rain throughout the day, 3/4 inch. And the wind is the big problem. We'll have gusts up to 40 miles an hour. The ground is saturated. So if you are downwind of one of those big gray pines, be mindful of that. Showers tomorrow and steady rain in the afternoon. Possibility, a light possibility of some thunderstorms. Rain will ease up on Thursday. We'll see a mostly clear Friday. Going to get downright chilly. Lows dropping close to the freezing point. A pretty nice weekend, and then more rain picks up. Now they've pushed that back to next Tuesday. So in the lake, it came up 3 feet plus in one day. So that's how much water we're getting up here. So now standing at 37 feet from the top of the dam. And this is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business in the town of Anderson here, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. That includes a watch repairman that can build a watch from scratch but can repair any watch or most any watch that you have out there. Of course, they do batteries. But the big thing is that they can design and build jewelry, and they have a super great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. We recommend Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, well, as we know, it's the beginning of January. It's January the 10th, and a bunch of laws have come into being. And we, and frankly, I'm confused of whether I'm a lawbreaker or not. So we've brought on with us Sam Paredes, who is the executive director of Gun Owners of California, who has the answers to everything. So good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So are you happy that... Are you happy that Mr. Trump has come in and may actually put a Supreme Court justice on there that believes in the Second Amendment and the Constitution?
Happy doesn't describe that. Ecstatic, overjoyed and overwhelmed by elation. I come close to how I feel about the election of President Donald Trump and the impending appointments to the United States Supreme Court.
Well, the confirmation hearings are going on right now, and I'm sure I bet it's like a menagerie over there while they're trying to tear down everybody that Trump brings in to appoint as a, to put in his cabinet. But hey, one of the things that, on not so happy part, of course, is the state of California and what they've done to, law abiding gun owners.
Yeah, Carl, like I always say, we
We often feel like we live in occupied territory behind the razor wire here in California, whereas the rest of the country is breathing a sigh of relief and a little bit of tasting the smell of freedom. Here we are about to enter in, well, we've entered into a year that's going to be lots of confusion, lots of gun laws that are going to affect law-abiding citizens. But ultimately, in the end, we're going to win. And you know, we can talk about that a little bit later. But right now, let's talk about everything that's going to affect law-abiding gun owners.
Okay.
In the state of California.
Let's. You know what? Here's the one I'm totally confused on. Is the self-loading semi-automatic guns, rifles.
Yeah.
What exactly happens now if I own a, you know, the quote AR, of course it's not an AR, it's not an assault rifle, but I own that self-loading black gun. What do I have to do? And it's got a bullet button on it. What do I have to do now?
Well, right now you have to do nothing. You can wait all the way till the end of the year, and the Department of Justice fully expects that the vast majority of gun owners will wait all the way till the end of the year to decide what they're going to do. These are their options. They can register it with the California Department of Justice as a California assault weapon, or they can take it outside of the state. They can sell it outside of the state. They can store it outside of the state, or whatever they want outside of the state. After the end of the year, they will be able to turn it into law enforcement, or they will be able to destroy it. But the last thing, the two things they can do is they can reconfigure it so that it is compliant with the new regulations that the Department of Justice has issued, or you can disassemble it and keep it stored away in a box and wait for the day that we win in the courts, and you can reassemble it with a regular magazine release button using your 20 and 30 round magazines that are standard with these guns, and we can enjoy freedom once again. So those are the options, but nothing has to be decided until before January 1st of 2018.
Okay. Now, one of the things you said was you could take your the rifle the way it exists right now, and you can reconfigure
right.
it. Reconfigure
yes.
it in which way?
Well, the Department of Justice, on December 30th, on New Year's Eve, released their regulations for us to take a look at. And under those proposed regulations, some of the devices that are out there, including something that's called the Patriot, or the Bullet Button 2, or Bullet Button Revisited, is a device that will seem to qualify. If you put it on, then you don't have to, it's not an assault weapon. And what this device does is that it requires you to pull the back pin on your AR platform rifle, and then it tips the upper forward. At that point, then you can push the magazine release bar. It drops the magazine, you put a fresh magazine in, and then you drop the upper back and you push the pin in. It actually, you can do that in about 3 seconds. Now, it's silly that they're making us go through all of these gyrations in order to comply with their laws and regulations, but that's what we have to do if we want to stay within the letter of the law. The regulations say that disassembling the action of the firearm means that you put it into a condition to where it cannot operate, it cannot fire. So by pulling the rear pin and lifting the upper, the gun is in a non-operable condition because of a disassembly action that you took. So this is going to work. Some people are going to be able to buy the Thorsden stock. It's kind of a funny-looking stock where it removes the pistol grip and has more of a conventional rifle grip type of a hold. In that case, if you put that on, you can put your magazine release button back into the gun, and it's not a assault weapon or even close to an assault weapon.
As long as you don't have but it also can't have like a flash suppressor. You can put a muzzle brake on it.
That's correct. No, so
and that Thorsten stock then allows you to have a AR type platform that you right. can that you can, but you don't need a bullet button to drop.
That's correct. Okay. Now let's remind everybody that an assault weapon under California state law is a semi-automatic firearm, a rifle, with a detachable box magazine, and one of the following features: a conspicuously protruding pistol grip, a collapsible folding or thumb hole stock, a grenade launcher, a forward pistol grip, or a flash hider. So if you put on a muzzle brake instead of a flash hider, you don't put in the forward pistol grip, and you put in a fixed stock, and you remove the standard pistol grip and replace it with a Thorsten's stock or something like that, then you don't have an assault weapon, which means you can have a regular magazine release button, and you can, you know, use it like now, a standard.
Yes. Right? Now, if you're wondering what that looks like, this is because we're going to take a break here. If you're wondering yep. what that looks like, I want you to head down to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. John Bastiani has built these, and he's got them up there so you can take a look at them with the Thorsten stock. And what you have is a platform that is semi-automatic that you can use for hunting, shooting, target shooting, whatever you want. It has a magazine you can drop out. You can load and, you know, reload. You don't need the bullet button. And it's a platform that you can use, and it's accurate and it's easy to use. They're down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Go on down there and talk to John. Ask him to see what that looks like. I frankly think it looks pretty cool, and putting one on one of my rifles. And this is just one of the things Bastiani's got down there. He also has all the ammunition, different types of guns, short guns or pistols or long guns that you want. Great customer service, and he is the gunsmith you want to go to ask questions. He's also really up, just like Sam is, on all the gun laws and what you can do, what you can't do, and he'll keep you out of trouble. All of this down at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur. Go on down, take a look at what Sam just described, because John Bastiani and Sarah down there have these rifles and can show you what they look like. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes of Gun Owners of California right after these messages.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it?
Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning here. 47 degrees going up to 52 today. Heavy rain today and tomorrow, and then heavy rains, and it starts clearing off a little bit. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish Network, a veteran-owned business that wants to help veterans in the area. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, they will be setting up service for an active duty military family in our community for a full free year of service. That's right. And if you sign up with B&T Dish Satellite Service, the local guys, you get $100 off your bill. That's right. Only they have specials that start at $39.99 monthly, and a great, great service they have out at B&T. Doug Tooley, the owner, is a veteran himself, and he wants to help veterans in this area and the local people. 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Okay, Sam Paredes is our guest from, he's the executive director of Gun Owners of California. Sam, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Carl, it's great to be with you, and please forgive me if it's a little weird here. I'm driving to the Capitol for the hearing for Xavier Becerra, Congressman Becerra, to be appointed the next Attorney General of the state of California.
That's scary. Hey, Sam, you know, we got a phone call during the break, and the gentleman has, you know, the Mini 14, which is, you know, it doesn't fall under the assault, you know, the assault weapon at all. But it comes with it has a 20-round magazine. Is that still legal?
By the end of the year, that magazine will be illegal for him to possess unless he puts a block in it so that it can accept no more than 10 rounds. Right now, if you put blocks in your existing magazines so that it will not accept more than 10 rounds, it is a legal magazine to possess. The minute that you put it into a condition where it can hold more than 10 rounds, then it becomes illegal. Now, that's a great question, Carl, and I don't know if you're aware, but on Christmas Eve, the California Department of Justice released emergency regulations to govern what people would have to do with their so-called large capacity magazines. That was the night before Christmas Eve when everybody's enjoying family and friends. That's the day they decided to release the regulations. And then, within a couple of days, we would have 5 days to respond to those regulations. So they weren't being very genuine when they issued those, really wanting us to respond to those regulations, knowing that those of us at gun owners and NRA and CRPA and FEC would have to take time away from our families during Christmas in order to respond to the regulations they issued. Those regulations included instructions on what people would have to do to permanently make their magazines 10 rounds or less, and that included gluing and riveting and welding, and literally, Carl, they made you permanently epoxy the floor plate on a magazine onto the magazine so that it could not be removed. Well, why do we remove floor plates? In order to clean magazines. Now you will never be able to clean your magazine because the state of California would require you to permanently affix the floor plate on your magazine. Now, thankfully, in that five-day period, enough people pulled away from their families and protested that the state Department of Justice withdrew these regulations. And by doing that, these emergency regulations, all of the existing rules for how you deal with magazines continue to apply. So that's how come your caller or your listener can follow existing rules, and that is to block that magazine to make sure that he can't hold more than 10 rounds and he does not have to get rid of it. I hope that's clear.
Okay, so if you've got a 20-round magazine or a 30-round magazine, as long as you put a permanent pin in there that shows you cannot load more than 10 rounds, you can keep the magazine. If you don't want to do that, by the end of the year, you have to either destroy it or give it to the sheriff or the police, right?
That's correct.
And that includes those mini 14s.
That's correct.
It doesn't make any difference what kind of gun it is. They're talking, this is just high capacity mags.
That is correct. It doesn't matter if you've got some old Ramline 25 round 10-22 magazines. Those also, this includes all magazines except tube-fed 22s and lever actions.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only ones that don't qualify for the 10-round limitation. So all of them qualify.
So that 200-round drum magazine I use on my AR is illegal, right? Okay, not that I have one of those, but if I did, it would be illegal.
No. Call me after the show. I want to come up and visit you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So now those two. Okay. So we know then, unless you completely change your the look of your rifle and put new pieces on it, you're going to have to register by the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018. You're going to, now once it's registered as an AR. Can, if it's already an assault weapon, can you take off the bullet button?
There is a provision in existing law that oh no, the regulations that were issued by the Department of Justice, they took it upon themselves to, we would think, push too far and say that if you register a bullet button AR, you cannot take that bullet button off and put in a regular magazine release button.
Okay.
We don't believe they have the legislative authority to do so, but they did it anyway. So we'll go to court.
Okay. Well, let me ask this question. You know, we're getting down toward a break again, and we haven't even gotten ammo or anything. But okay, so are these laws going to be fought? Are they going to go to court with these?
The lawsuits are almost already written. Yes, the answer is absolutely yes. Every one of these laws are going to be challenged in court.
Okay. One of our Chat Pack people said that magazines are regulated, becoming in July of 2017. And I thought I saw something like that too, but it's, what is the regulations that start in July?
The regulations that start in July are that, with regards to magazines?
Yeah.
Yeah, you cannot possess them. As of July 1st, you cannot possess them. You have to do something with them. Now, again, if there are no regulations, all you have to do is put blocks in them and so that they cannot, you have to put them in the configuration so that they cannot accept more than 10 rounds.
Okay, and that's by July.
That's by July, July 1st.
Okay, there it is. We got people with questions for you, Sam.
Sure.
Okay, Red,
sure.
You got something for Sam? Hello, Red, you got something for Sam?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, Sam, I'm kind of curious about some things. I'm less interested in how to come into compliance with the insanity of California and how we stop and overturn this altogether. I'm more interested in solutions about how do we not do this unconstitutional infringement upon our rights. How do we put a stop to it? What do we do about the things that even when organizations like yourself win in court against California, say the unconstitutionalness of the 10-day waiting period, and California still refuses to comply with the rule of law, what recourse and what things do we have? What other solutions are being looked at other than the same, oh, well, ho-hum, we lost that, we'll sue later, and then California will do what it wants. Anyways, When are we going to look at things like putting pressure on law enforcement to not enforce these laws, on organizations to flat take a stance that we will not comply? Some of the things similar that they've done up in Oregon to resist some of the gun laws and been very successful. When do we start looking at those methods?
Okay, first of all, and I appreciate this question. People need to know the details of what the laws are, because that's a responsible thing to do. Now, the options for doing and pushing back are, number one, a legislative solution. Well, they've got two-thirds of the legislature in both houses that are anti-gun and a governor that's willing to sign anything. That doesn't mean we're giving up the fight there. It just means that that's not going to be our solution. So, number two, the elections, that's something where we always have to be engaged in to try to improve our numbers in the legislature. And number three, our solutions are going to be in the courts. And that's why it was so important for the election of Donald Trump, because he has committed to appointing judges, and he makes no bones about it. He has a litmus test. They have to be pro-Second Amendment. They have to be constitutionalists along the lines of Antonin Scalia, which gives us great hope, and this is the last of our legs, is to go to court and to challenge all of these things. Now, we can't just, you know, willy-nilly deal with the courts. We have to understand the reality. We have to understand that in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, two-thirds, almost three-quarters of the judges there are very liberal and very anti-gun. But we still have to go through them on California cases. Now, that doesn't limit us on all of the cases that we go on. We actually have lawsuits that we are participating in other states, in other appellate court jurisdictions, that when they are resolved and ultimately go to the Supreme Court much quicker than some of these challenges we are planning in California, they will help us here in California to overturn, and I'm telling you, overturn virtually all of the anti-gun laws we have on the books in the state of California. So,
and when California refuses to comply with those court decisions, as they have done with several others?
I'm sorry, say that again?
And when California refuses to comply with those court decisions, as they have with several others, as I mentioned, the 10-day waiting period that was found unconstitutional,
well,
that we're still dealing
period,
with,
not,
the extra fees and background checks that they're using to fund the Department of Justice for people, for gun officers, all kinds of things that California is doing illegally, has been found to doing illegally, has been called on the carpet for, and have done nothing to change it, and nothing has changed. And the continual answer is,
let him answer this. Let him, because you,
hang on a second.
Well, he did answer it at some time, Carl. I'm making my next point.
I didn't finish this because you added something different. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals took the ruling that came out of the Federal District Court in Fresno. That's the decision that said that the 10-day waiting period for anybody who has purchased a gun in the state of California is unconstitutional. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, with a three-judge panel led by the Chief Justice himself, who is anti-gun, overturned that ruling and let California off of the hook. But because they overturned that ruling, it now gives us a clear path to the Supreme Court on that issue. So, every anti-gun step that they take, it moves us closer to the Supreme Court. And when we have the judges that we need, I am confident that we will overturn the laws in the state of California. That means that President Donald Trump can tell the FBI to come into the state of California and arrest law enforcement officers or legislators who will not, or attorney generals or district attorneys who do not comply with federal law and federal civil rights. These laws are civil rights, and in that case, we'll see how willing the California leaders are willing to fight federal law. I am confident that we will win, and they are cowards, and we will make them back down. You wait and see.
Hey, Red, now, the other thing is that there's going to be a meeting, I believe, in Anderson
here next weekend?
Yeah, the 14th at 3 o'clock at the Anderson Senior Center. I'm aware of it.
Okay. Well, this one I understand they're going to have the...
I'm curious if the answers that we're going to hear is just more the same that we've heard for years. Well, we have surrendered gun right after gun right.
And, yeah. And the question is if it is taken to the Supreme Court, will they back down or if not? So, but the other thing, too, I think the questions that are going to be on down in Anderson on the 14th is they're going to have the sheriffs of Tehama County and Shasta County, and they're going to be talking. Sam, are you going to be there, too?
Absolutely. I'm going to be there.
And they're going to be talking about gun rights. And the question that the question you asked, Sam, or not Sam, but Red, was are the law enforcement going to enforce the laws that are unconstitutional? That's the big question.
So, and Sam, I want to qualify too. This is nothing personal against you. I know how hard you fight for us. I know you're a champion for us. It's my frustration with just every year. It's more after more after more, and it feels like we never gain any ground back.
And Red and Sam, I think Sam understands that we as citizens out there, Sam's in the middle of these fights, but it is every year. It's just something else. It's a chip. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens if enough of these get pushed up to the Supreme Court, and there is a Supreme Court that values the Constitution and pushes it back and says, you guys are wrong. Anyway, we got to take a break. We're 5 minutes over. Thanks, Red, a lot for your call. Okay, everybody, hang on. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I tell you what, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 23 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 48 degrees out there, going up to 52 today. It's going to be a lot of rain today, tomorrow, and a lot of wind. So be aware of that. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we're with Sam Paredes, of Director of Gun Owners of California. And our last caller we've gotten chipped away so much in California. And Sam's answer to that was, you know what, it's right, but we've got to continue the fight. Because now if we get a Supreme Court that's on the side of the gun owners, every one of these laws they stick up there can be said they're unconstitutional and come back down, and we regain rights that we shouldn't have lost to begin with. Is that right, Sam?
Yes, absolutely correct, Carl. And let me say this. Red was wrong. We have not surrendered anything. We've had these rights stripped away from us as we have fought every step of the way. And people have to understand, we live in a state of almost 40 million people. Do you know how many people in the state of California are members of all of the organizations, including NRA, CRPA, gun owners, FPC, all of those? You know how many out of almost 40 million?
No.
Less than 500,000. Less than 500,000. So with that few people in the election, we lost Prop 63. We got 4 million people to vote with us. That's a lot. They got 6 million people to vote against us. That's a lot. So when people show frustration, I appreciate that, and the emotion is great, but turn that into action. What is it that anybody's doing? What organizations are you supporting that are fighting in the courts on your behalf? What, you know, or are lobbying on your behalf or pushing back? And if you don't like what anybody else is doing, start your own group if you think you can do it better, and we will join you. That's the way it works in this process, Carl. So I get pretty excited about this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Let's ask a question about ammunition. I know a lot of this ammunition doesn't start for another year, but
yes.
The bottom line on the question, and we have people on the line that want to ask questions too, and we'll get to them in a second. But
I'll try to make it real brief.
Okay, the question about the ammo is, it says now that we have to be registered to buy ammo.
Yes, we will have to. Well, here's the issue, and let me make it totally confusing, but this is the reality and this is the truth. We have an initiative that was passed that gave us an ammunition registration scheme that required background checks and required us to get cards and pay $50 and within 30 days to get our certifications. And then we have legislation that was passed that said that if you have purchased a firearm in the state of California any time in the past, you are on the automated firearm system, and therefore that is your background check and you will be able to buy ammunition. Both of those laws are in effect, and we don't know which one trumps which, for lack of better terms, and the Department of Justice has given us no indication as to which law trumps which, so we're not sure whether you're going to have to get a certification card or if you can just go down there and swipe your driver's license and they find that you've already purchased a gun and you can buy your ammunition. We don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, when you say swipe your card, your driver's license, so they've got that attached to your driver's license, whether you own a gun or not?
No. What they do is they identify your name and address, they verify who you are, and then they bounce it off of this is an instant check almost. It is an instant check. They bounce your identification against the automated firearm system, and if they find that your name is on there, then you're good to go. You can buy your ammo and walk out. Pay your $1 per box license and walk out. Under the initiative scheme, you have to apply for an ammunition purchaser's certificate. They do a background check. It costs you $50. It lasts for 4 years, and it takes 30 days to get your card. And then every time you go and buy ammunition, you show them the card, and then you can buy your ammunition. Under all circumstances, you will still have to fill out paperwork at the dealership
registering in writing that you were buying all the ammunition that you were buying. No limitation on how much you buy, but you have to register for all of it.
So if you're a non-citizen, you can't buy ammunition in California.
That's correct. Even though it's legal for non-citizens and somebody who is not a resident of California to buy ammunition in California, both federal and state law allow you to do that. There is no mechanism for you to do that.
Okay.
If you're not a citizen or not from California, you're not on APHIS. And if you're a visitor of California, you're not going to be here 30 days to get your ammo buyer's certificate. So yeah, there's no way for you, for non-citizens and non-residents to buy ammo in California under the laws that are going into effect.
Okay, and the other part is you can't go out of state and buy ammo and bring it back in.
That's correct. The technical is that you can buy ammunition outside of California, but you cannot bring it in yourself. You have to have it sent to a licensed California ammunition vendor, and then they have to. You can pick it up from them, but you have to go through all of the registration gobbledygook. Here's the kicker, Carl. Under the legislation, the violations are infractions. Okay, traffic tickets. Under the initiative, violations are wobblers in that they can be charged as infractions or misdemeanors. And depending on the DA in your community, you know, they might be anti-gun and want to charge people with misdemeanors, which are far worse than traffic violations, you know, infractions.
Jeez. So, okay.
There's still a lot of confusion, Carl.
Well, you know what? If they wanted to confuse everybody, they've succeeded. Hey, Sam, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we got Terry on the line who wants to talk about some things that had been said earlier.
Okay.
Oh, well, he hasn't called back yet. Okay, well, if he calls back.
Terry, pick up that phone.
So we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. And that's Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. And this is his business. This isn't a part-time business. This is what he does. And he teaches all over the state, literally through Northern California down into Central and now into Southern California. All of his instructors are NRA trained. It's not unusual for him to be, you know, for him to have 40, 30, 50 people in a class, and he has a number of instructors that assist, and then on the ranges. And he does not only CCW, but advanced pistol training and carbine to pistol training. It's you know, almost anything you want, you know, long guns and also instructor training. All of this under Northern Firearms. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check it out at readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Morality or immorality? Our godless society believes there is no such thing as absolute morality. They believe that no limitations on their behavior or sexual behavior is appropriate and acceptable. What they don't understand is that this behavior will eventually affect their ability to reason, while it slowly decays, pollutes, and corrupts their mind. Romans chapter 1. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect yourself and those you love? If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bosch. Good morning. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 10th of January, 2017. It's going to go up to 52 degrees today. It's like 48 right now, and it's raining. It's going to be raining today and tomorrow. It's going to be heavy, heavy rains. It's going to start clearing up over the weekend, and then we'll get back into the rains again. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business right in here in the city of Anderson. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And we're here with Sam Paredes, who is the director of the Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam, in our last segment.
Good morning, Carl.
And we have on the phone Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Hey, Sam, how are you, bro?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Terry?
Doing good so far. No one's hurt me yet.
The day's still
anyway,
young.
On Saturday, January the 14th at 3 p.m., we're having a town hall in Anderson. It'll be at the Frontier Senior Center at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson, right off of North Street. It's a very nice facility, but I know in talking last night to the Patriot Group, there's over 100 people there that want to come. I'm sure it's going to be packed out. So I want to encourage people to come at 2:30. Very briefly, this is the agenda, and Sam, I will call you later and fill you in on most of this, and I haven't called Tom back yet, but I will.
Okay.
What we're doing on this is we have panels and guest speakers. That's very important. Sam will be one of our speakers. Mark Beard will be the other speaker. Tom Basinko will not be a speaker. He's a panelist. And these folks will be up there to answer the questions of the people. Now, these questions, folks, will not be done on 3x5 cards. You'll have the opportunity to ask a pithy question, and we'll get as many as we can. You'll be able to direct that to anybody on the panel. There'll be Dave Hencraft, Greg Cohen. We have a spokesman from the NRA. We have several other people Sam is bringing. But the two main spokespeople are Sam Paredes and Mark Beard. And we hope to get to the questions within about 40 minutes of the beginning of this. Now, there was some ways on asking the questions that the sheriff had a question that was wondering about. We will not do 3x5 cards. It's too easy to ignore a question. No offense to anybody, but we will not do it that way. We will have microphones on each side of the room. We will have people holding and manning those microphones. We will have a format set up, which we've used for as many as 1,100 people, so there isn't a problem with it. But, Sam, we're looking forward to bringing you in, and what people are really looking for is solutions. And you know, one of the questions I had last night, and I want to see how you'd respond to this. We had people ask us, you know, we give money to all these great organizations, and Sam, you're wonderful. I know how hard you work, my friend. But we give money to the NRA, and we give money to this one, and we give money to that one, and they go to court, and they fight against unconstitutional laws, which you guys have stated all morning. And then we pay money to the government, the Ninth Circuit Court, who fights against these guys we pay money to go in and fight for us, and we pay the guys who fight against us. So I think that the frustration is how do we win this with laws that are basically unconstitutional anyway? They shouldn't even be on the books.
Okay, Terry, thanks. Okay, Sam.
That's a clear frustration that we have. But you know, when a battlefield commander goes into a fight, he looks at the things that are in front of him and the things that he has to deal with, and he bases his actions on those fights that he's going to have to engage in order to reach the ultimate victory. We have to go through the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on certain cases, but not all of them. That's why we are participating in lawsuits all across the country in order to not have to go through the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and get a quicker road to the United States Supreme Court. But we are very much waiting for this is a national outlook, Carl, as you well know. It isn't just California, although we are affected here more than anywhere else in the world here in California. But we have to fight this fight both here and then outside of California in order to have an impact here in California. And it takes people with the strength and the willingness and the knowledge and experience to be able to figure out how to fight that way. And it takes cooperation on the part of all of our organizations. And that's happening right now.
I think the anger and the frustration with people is seeing, you know, that laws are being made that clearly go against the Constitution, and yet they're being, you know, and they're upheld by a court that was clearly, it's, you know, big government and a nanny state. I hope that this changes. I hope this changes. It's not going to change in California. So you've got two options there. And we all know what that is. Either you stay here and you fight, or, you know, you fight for the state of Jefferson, or you just leave the state of California and go to a place that's friendlier. But I haven't reached that point. I haven't reached the point where I want to leave. I think that the state of Jefferson is a fine idea, frankly. But I really think the idea is if we could actually get representation up here, that would be great too. Anyway, Sam, we got like 5 minutes left. So what do you see that's kind of got you concerned? I mean, after all the other things they've done, are there other things that they're looking at that might concern you too?
Oh, Carl, their imaginations are fertile with all kinds of other gobbledygook they want to shove down our throats to strip us of our rights, which we will fight with every bone in our body. I anticipate that this year we will see another slew of bills that will further assault the Second Amendment. Things like a total ban. You know, they say, oh, all of these things that you guys do to get around our assault weapons ban, we're just going to totally ban all semi-automatics.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't done that already. I'm surprised they even waited. Why don't they just put a ban on semi-automatic rifles, on assault rifles?
They had a bill to do that last year. But they thought, maybe we ought to do the assault weapons law first, and then we'll look at that one next time. So they actually had a bill to ban semi-autos last year, and I envision that bill is going to come back to life this year. I think they're going to also see that, you know what, law-abiding citizens don't need to buy more than one gun of any kind per month. Right now, we're limited in buying one handgun a month. I think they're going to limit it to one gun of any kind per month. And beyond that, I think that they're going to look at the CCW process in the state of California and do everything they can to make that more complicated, if not reduce the sheriff's ability to issue those things. These are the types of things that I expect.
That's the one I thought they'd really go for, is to make it a state legislation on how you can issue concealed carry. I know it was shot down, but I think that I really think that that's something's going to happen. And you know what? And Red and Terry and all the people in there, I agree with you. You know, the way we're talking about fighting crime here is, you know, one little baby step at a time. That's what they've done. And now, you know, it started years ago, and now they're at the point with the strength they've got in the legislature is that you know, they're pushing everything. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see that they're going to try and take away the sheriff's ability to issue CCWs, that they're going to outlaw every semi-automatic rifle, and then they're going to go after the pistols. Because, frankly, it's pistols that do all the killing out there in these gangs and shootings, and, you know, it's rare that you have a long gun do it. So
You're right, Carl. 90% of all crimes are committed with pistols.
There you go. So, hey, anyway, my friend, so you're going to be up here January the 14th. You're going to be in Anderson at the Senior Center over there, and there's going to be a lot of people there talking about
the new gun laws and how we can kind of push, how we can push back on them.
Yep, I look forward to being there. I know that my colleagues look forward to being there. You're going to have the A team there of the pro gun movement to answer questions and to encourage folks to get engaged and be engaged, and to not allow frustration to hamper them so that they're incapable of continuing the fight.
Okay.
We've got to fight this thing, and we finally have a huge light at the end of the tunnel with the appointments that are impending to the United States Supreme Court that will give us victory if we stay engaged and we stay together and we fight with everything we've got.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Thanks a lot, Sam, for being with us. And good luck out there, buddy. And have a good time today listening to the new attorney general. See what he says.
Keep on fighting the fight, Sam.
Yeah, hang on a second after I barf.
Yeah.
I want to thank you guys.
Okay, Sam, thanks a lot. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have on the show Brian Crane, who heads up our, the roads and all those type things here in the city of Reading. We're going to talk to him about garbage collection and all the infrastructure here in our fine city. That's Wednesday right here on Free Fire Radio. Everybody have a great day today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, he says he's up to the challenge of the job. Attorney General nominee Senator Jeff Sessions seeking to allay the concerns of his colleagues. His confirmation hearing now underway on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Linda Kenyon joins us live with an update.
Rich, Senator Sessions has a lengthy record both as a U.S. senator and as a prosecutor, and it's a record that leaves California Senator Dianne Feinstein with many questions.
Will he be independent of the White House? Will he tell the president no when necessary and faithfully enforce ethic laws and constitutional restrictions?
The Alabama Republican senator who campaigned on behalf of President-elect Donald Trump says yes.
I am ready for this job.
Sessions also said as Attorney General he would recuse himself from investigating Hillary.